Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. This is Untapped Talent with me, Siya Sangwenifin. Thank you so much for having us on. Nothing says Friday like the show, right? It's the definition of a good time, and we're ready to just get the weekend going on and the whole spirit of it all, right? So thank you so much. Let's just hang out for the next hour. I'll be chatting to very cool people who I actually genuinely like. Like, call me biased, but I got them on because I just think they're cool and they're awesome. So kicking things off, I'm talking to Sarah Jackson first and foremost. She is one of the vocalists on the song that I've been jamming to for the longest of time. Like, if you do not know the song, if you're in, I don't know, then I have no words for you. It's more of a thing of where have you been recently, because she's partnered with Timo ODV on Save Me. And dude, I hate to always sound like this Debbie Down on the South African industry or whatever you may, however you may see it. But the first time I heard the song, I was like, wow, this is quite a funky international song. And the music video as well, the quality of the music video says a lot as well. And I did some research, found out that they're actually both local artists. I was like, okay, I best be getting them on my show. So Sarah's joining me this morning. And Timo will actually be joining us, I think, in the next couple of weeks on Gareth's show, right on cliffcentral.com. So first and foremost, I'll be chatting to her. And then later on in the show, someone else who I absolutely love and who's burning up the charts really in the South African industry with her song as well, with Kyle Deutsch. Feel like I've pronounced it the correct way. Kyle Deutsch, there we go. Shikana will be joining us briefly on the line because she's behind Back to the Beach. And I have to say, as a true Durbanite, I listen to that song sometimes with tears welling up in my ears. And I miss this place that I call home. But drama aside, I'll be chatting to all of them. And if you do want to join in the conversation in any way, shape or form, you know, you can always send us a message on our WeChat official account. It's Cliff Central. All you have to do is type connect and message to show. Otherwise, you can tweet us at cliffcentral.com or at Sia_SF. Well, let's get it started. This is Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.
So kicking things off, really, I think all bias aside, I've stated this loudly and proudly. Sarah Jackson, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic just because I'm finally sitting with you. I think I have a lot to chat to you about, not just to about the song, of course, that's really, really popular right now, but also just to find out more about you. But for people who don't know, by the way, Save Me is currently, as we speak, number 24 on the Shazam chart. So like a little round of applause to you. How does that feel? Did you guys expect that?
No, not at all. I think it was, like, I get together with Tim every Tuesday night. And we'll just sit and we'll write, we'll record, you know, just to mess around, not to write something that'll go on radio.
Yes.
And then I didn't even know that he had submitted this specific song. And we were in studio the one night, just writing something else. And then his friend calls and says, oh, Tim, your song's on the radio. And so I was like, oh,
no.
But I don't know what song it is. So I'm like, oh, Tim, this is so cool. Your song is on the radio. And then later on, I found out it's Save Me.
Mm-hmm.
So it caught me by surprise.
In your head, had you already finished the song? Was it already mastered?
Not at all. In my mind, I...
Was it just like fun? You guys were having fun in studio
exactly.
And that is it?
I actually, in the beginning, he's like, sing on this song. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. And then... I don't know. It was just, for me, it's just fun.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to blow up like that.
Well, congratulations, first and foremost. You guys, I think this is a remarkable song. And we'll, of course, be playing it later on the show. But I feel like before I get into the grips of the conversation, I have to get to know you first, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to just, like, chat briefly about that. But I have a few quick fire questions for you. I think these questions, they're like quick 25 questions. You have to answer them as quickly as possible.
Oh, gosh. Right?
She's already like, oh no, what did I get myself into? All right, so we're going to put 1 minute on the clock.
Okay.
And you just have to answer straight off the bat, whatever comes first, and it's going to be an honest answer. You ready?
Yeah.
So this is my attempt at being very professional. We even have a clock and a time and everything. Sarah Jackson.
Yeah.
I just don't want to press play right now. I just want to see you squirm some
I'm
more.
Really, really
All right,
scared.
Are we ready? Okay. 1 minute on the clock, and we start now. Sarah Jackson, how do you like your steak?
Medium well.
What is the last film you saw?
I don't know.
Come on, you have to know.
Was it Jurassic Park, maybe?
What's your favorite place to watch TV?
Home.
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Italy.
What did you eat for breakfast?
Nothing.
What's your favorite cuisine, though?
Prawns.
What's the food you dislike the most?
Eggs.
What kind of car do you drive?
Toyota.
What are your favorite clothes?
Jeans.
Where would you visit if you had the chance?
Greece.
Where would you like to retire?
Italy.
Gold or silver?
Silver.
Where were you born?
Springs.
What's your favorite sport?
Horse
riding. Are you a morning or night person?
Night.
Do you have any pets?
Yes.
Well, what's your nickname?
Sir.
Look, time is up already. Okay. No, I think we're on a good thing, though. Let me carry on asking you, just for the fun of it. What's your best childhood memory? I love how without the pressure of the clock, we can now have a decent conversation about everything.
I actually don't even know. Maybe, I don't know, horse riding.
Horse riding.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
I don't have. Is black a color?
Listen, I think black is a color, and it's also my favorite color.
Yeah.
I have to say, as much as you can say a lot of things about the Kardashians, Kris Jenner always wears black.
She does.
And that's my life goal. Just to have a whole...
To wear black.
Every single day.
That's kind of morbid of me. Lots of black.
Yeah, no, today, okay, I have to say that we have the app launch a little later, our Cliff Central app launch. So I have to look like slightly put together. Usually I'll just be like all laid back.
Okay.
And looking very back to the beach-esque. See what I did there, Shikana? See, back into the beach. So kind of look very get-up-ish. Any pet peeves?
People that chew loudly.
Oh, do you know that's an actual thing?
Really?
It's misophonia.
I have to leave the room.
Misophonia.
Wow.
I know that because, like, that's, yeah.
Sure.
You know, usually I'd admit that then sound crazy, but now that you admitted it before me, I kind of feel good about myself. There's something about, like, a crunch.
Yes.
For me, an apple is the worst.
If you're eating. That is terrible.
Thank you.
Especially in a quiet room.
Ooh,
and then
tell
someone
me about
starts
it.
Eating an apple.
Can you bear the swallow when you hear something?
Like, even my family know that they have to either move or I'm going to leave.
You know, Sarah, I like your song. Now it's turning out I'm actually liking you too. What's your favorite flower?
Oh, flip. I don't really know much about flowers, but maybe a sunflower.
Uh-huh. Because it's nice and positive and it's yellow and good times. Yeah. Yes. Who's the last person you had dinner with?
Last night was my friend Chanel.
Ah, what are you currently watching?
You mean like...
Series.
Oh, I'm so bad with this. I don't even... Everyone tells me about series and I'm like...
Nothing?
Nothing.
No binge watching anything?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah, I'll just have to sort that out for
like,
you.
Like, it's bad.
Orange is the New Black vibes.
Yeah,
we need you
really?
Need you
I
need to get onto that. I don't know. Just there's something about prison and people like you being on your toes.
Okay.
I think I'm trying to beef myself up by watching that show. Enough about me. Are you in love?
Hmm.
You see, that would have been fun if the timer was still on for you to quickly answer that. Moving on. 25 questions. Just sure, quick fire questions to get to know Sarah Jackson a little better. And lastly, have you ever jumped out of a perfectly good airplane?
No.
And
you have
no aspirations?
Nope.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
What's the craziest thing I've ever done?
Mm-hmm.
Yossie. I mean, I'm really scared of roller coasters, and I rode the biggest roller coaster in the world.
Oh, where was that?
In the States. It might not be the biggest anymore, but...
Yeah, that's as good as you'll do.
Yeah.
Is this where I admit that I probably have never done that either?
You don't like roller coasters?
No, I just don't like to tempt things. Like, it's not my time to die.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that.
And I've seen stories of people actually getting injured recently.
What? If it's not my time to die, per se, then I'm not going to quicken that process.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty fine right now. I'm pretty, good on safe ground. And until then, no thanks. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
I like you. I like you. Okay. We really are going to get into a good chat. Spencer on WeChat has already said, I supposedly said tears welling up in my ears. Sorry, Spencer. I said tears welling up in my
ears.
Did you also hear
that?
So now I sound like a horrible person. No one actually was there to tell me the right thing. Tears welling up in my eyes. right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Enough of all these blunders and all these horrible things aside, I want to talk to something that's really, really got me excited. And I think there's no other way to better introduce this than just letting it play. Sarah, what do you instantly think of once you hear this starting in the background?
I don't even know what to say. It's just, I suppose it's a nice feeling whenever you hear it on the radio.
Yeah.
But it's a happy feeling. Yeah. What to say? Course, it's a strange question.
Of course. No, but it has to, of course, be a happy feeling. And I think it's the mark of a lot of hard work and a lot that has just gone into it and your passion and your hard work. Listen, let's have a jam session a little later, but I just want to talk about this process.
Yeah.
Tema ODV, I think the country has yet to fully know his true extent and his true talent. And I really feel with the both of you that things are about to just blossom for the two of you. But where did it all start, particularly with you?
Okay. I grew up, my mom's a musical person. She plays guitar, she sings.
Okay.
And then, she taught me my first good song ever on the guitar. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to go to music school.
Okay.
So me and my brother both went to NSA, where we studied music. And then...
I always had a little soft spot for NSA, because I grew up in Durban, and I heard a lot about the National School of the Arts. And I was like, oh! And that was the time when High School Musical was coming out. Is NSA really like High School Musical? People like singing in the corridors?
Okay, no. But my first day at NSA, it was in the hall, and it was just chaos, and people were loud, and there were people dancing, and I went home that day and I said, can I please leave the school?
Was it like too much for you?
I was so scared. I was like, this is crazy. If this is what school's like, I mean,
every single day.
Yeah. It's like you get you have the freedom to just express yourself however, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that really made an impact on the artist you are today? To have that free expression and not to be told, et cetera, et cetera.
Definitely.
But what sort of training goes into a school like that?
You have your four academic subjects.
Okay.
So like your English, your Afrikaans, or whatever, whatever. And so I did four subjects, all the easy ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your music subjects, or if you're doing drama, your drama subjects. So you'll do your first instrument, your second instrument, your theory subjects, and all of that. Yeah.
Okay. So when did you start to make that decision of, I'm going to take music seriously as a career? Did you make it as you were at NSA? Or?
I mean, I've always been writing and performing. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was never... I always felt like I was going to do music throughout my life, but it wasn't like, okay, now I'm going to start. And that's the thing. I've always been writing, performing, but I've never taken the initiative to go out and, you know, really pursue my own music. It would always be for other bands. Like I joined another band and, you know, we performed different places, but it was never like, cool, let me take the songs that I've written
and pursue it as a solo artist, exactly, so to speak. Because you started playing the guitar when you were 14, and you were part of a band when you were 18.
Yes, I was. The first band I was part of was like a rock band,
uh-huh,
and I played bass, and it was my brother, he was a lead singer.
Yeah.
And then at 18, I started with my own, so then I would like perform at like the Blues Room and all those places. I don't think the Blues Room exists anymore.
It just sounds cool. I don't even know where or what the Blues Room is.
It was actually in Santon. Uh-huh. It was the best. And then it doesn't exist.
Oh, well, there go the memories as well. No, but it sort of counts. And so when you started with the bass, you were not interested in vocals, or were you just keeping that to yourself?
I mean, I did sing in parts. It was more like in this song, I'm going to play the bass. In this song, I'm going to sing a harmony. In this song, I'm going to play the drums. It was just like a mashup, and then we'd play at different venues. We went to like a festival in Cape Town, but then that fell away.
Yeah.
Then,
you know, even with your mother being into music this much, was she fully supportive? Like, okay, go on, Sarah, rock on, live what sort of lifestyle you want to, and not pressuring you into doing something they want you to do.
I feel like a lot of parents want their kids to study something, you know, that's going to sustain them in life, like law or I mean, I can't do maths. I failed maths in like early days. So,
girl, I think there's a reason why there are calculators in the world. I'm
exactly.
You know, I'm not anti-education, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
there are calculators for a reason.
So, they always supported me and my brother. So if I said I wanted to do music, they were like, that's awesome. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Study music. They were never like, oh, are you sure about that? You yeah. know, you might be hungry one day.
Because then you went on to WITS and you started incorporating drama and film as
yes,
well. So you're like a true entertainer, not just like a musician. I think entertainer fits you better.
Yeah, I think that's good. I don't know. Entertainer.
How do you see yourself? How would you, yeah, how would you begin to define yourself though?
I would say artist. I'm more of a songwriter than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I focused on arts management, and for me, it was more like, okay, I need to get a degree just so.
So okay, nice and realistic though, yeah. Something to fall back on if need be.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that the whole reason behind it?
Yeah, and I mean, I went into study, I just wanted to go to university because I don't think anyone in my family had ever received a degree or anything.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool, let me just go do this. And then on the day I was like, I don't want to study psychology. What is this? So then I got into the arts and yeah, I enjoyed it.
That's okay. So when about, this is quite an interesting journey, I have to say. And then somewhere along the line, there was a gospel rock group.
Yes. And that took off like, they were practicing at my church the one time.
Uh-huh.
And I was just jamming inside with my band. And then they came to me and said, well, we have this band. Do you not want to join?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know much about it. So I said, okay. And it ended up doing quite well. I mean, we toured the States a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
We won a SAMA.
I mean, hold up, okay? It's one thing to just nonchalantly be at rehearsals and you're just jamming out on your own. It's one thing to then move to a little festival in Cape Town. But it's another to now, at such a young age, to be part of a band that's A, touring the States,
yeah.
and then B, winning a SAMA.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about that for a second. You know, yeah. how did it feel for you as a young musician who's just going with the flow and living out her dreams?
Yeah.
And then going over to the States. Yeah, come on.
For me, I mean, you don't expect stuff like that. So when it happens, it's just, you're in awe, but you just go with it. It's just like this exciting process. And I remember Trevor Noah actually introduced our band the one time that when we performed at one of the SAMAs. And
shucks.
We performed with Sally Mahlangu.
Uh-huh.
Terrible pronunciation.
No, I was actually about to say, you pronounced the Mahlangu kind of well, hey?
So, and I didn't even know who Trevor Noah was at that point. And then like...
What year was this?
You see, 2010, 9, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, he introduced us and then later on I was like, oh my gosh, that's Trevor Noah. He's cool.
Please tell me you got a picture.
No, but I mean, we have our performance and we have him like saying, welcome, and then he welcomes us.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Okay.
So we're like on the same stage.
Sarah, just between
epic.
Me and you, let's just have a little moment right
yes.
now. 28th of September, I think that's when the Daily Show premieres with Trevor Noah. I would tweet that. I would like
yeah.
post that on social media. Like, you know, congratulations to my homeboy Trevor on your first gig internationally.
Yeah.
You know, I still remember chilling with you backstage at this. Milk it, I say.
I think I should.
Exactly. And then you won a SAMA as well
yeah.
with that. What year was that? Was that around 2009, 10 as well?
Yeah, it was. I think it was a year or two after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we won the SAMA, yeah.
You know, I would have to say that with certain things like that, when you tick, I think as a musician going into the world and in this industry, you'd want to accomplish certain things, you know.
Yeah.
The truth is there are musicians who are really, really talented, but they don't have a lot of opportunities.
Definitely.
And they're sitting out there maybe just singing at their school, for example.
Yeah.
But for you as a young musician to now go, okay, well, in South Africa, I'd love to have the chance to win an award, and slap bang, you win a SAMA.
Yeah.
And go, well, I'd like to tour one day, and slap bang, you go to America.
Exactly.
What else is still on that list then?
It was like, it's amazing that I've just been able to tick these things. But I think for me, it is to really focus on my music and get that across to the people, you
mm-hmm.
know, because I've had so many songs that I've written, I've just haven't been able to put it forward, and I've put my focuses in all these different areas.
Yeah.
Whereas now with Tim, it's like it's made a way for me to be like, okay, now you have to get on this and get stuff out.
Is songwriting like a muscle that you must exercise every day? Do you just like
yeah, I think
whatever
so.
Pops into your head, you just start writing?
That's the thing, like. I've always felt like I needed to feel inspired before I write.
Mm-hmm.
But something that I've learned with Tim is he's like, Sarah, we're going to write something now. and it might suck, but we're going to finish it.
Yeah.
And if it sucks, that's cool. We'll drop it, but we're going to write something else after that.
So there's no such thing as writer's block when it comes to songwriters.
Oof. I mean, well, even if it's writer's block, it's just going to be rubbish. Yeah. You just have to write it.
And where do you draw from? You know, what sort of experiences do you draw from?
I think just life experiences, you know?
Yeah.
Just everyday, everything that everybody goes through.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And let's just talk about your friendship with Tim. You know, yes. We know him as Timo ODV. You know him as Timothy.
Yeah.
How long have you known Timothy?
For like many years. I think since about 2006, maybe.
Did you guys meet as friends first and foremost, or did you meet as like musicians?
We met at a church.
Ah.
It's a church that I play at. And then we just became friends. I think we used to chat on Mixit.
Okay. That says how long you've known him. You were never mind. I just got all these like memories of Mixit, and you were trying to be cool and ask someone their ASLR.
Exactly.
Do you remember that?
It's like, I didn't even understand half of the language. It's like WUDT.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Or WTV, watching TV, LIB, lying in bed. Let's stop embarrassing ourselves and move on with the conversation. Yeah.
So, and he was like this break dancer, like listening to hip hop, and he loved his rap music, and like he used to irritate me a lot, but
I love that this is being recorded, so Timothy will get to listen to this.
But we got along really well, and I think we used to go on holiday, and we're really good friends. Uh-huh. And then he always used to rip me off because I played in like rock bands, and I think he has a thing against like rock music. And then I was going to go to the States for a year. And before I left, he was like, I think I'm going to start taking this music thing seriously. And I was like, okay, cool. So now it's cool. And
So when I was singing rock music, it was an issue. But now that you want to do music, it isn't.
And the ridiculous thing is that I came back from America, and he had like learned all his scales on the piano. He started going to my vocal trainer. When I came back, he was writing songs, and he was this brilliant musician that I was just like, what? What the heck?
What happened over this period? Yeah.
I was just so shocked that this like b-boy was now a musician, and he was producing brilliantly.
And what's this process? So you just said earlier on that you meet like every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Is it now a thing where you both are interested in taking music very seriously to iron out the little kinks now and to just pursue your music interests, however, whenever, wherever?
Definitely.
Uh-huh.
I think we've been doing it for over a year. This will be the second year that we just meet every Tuesday, and no matter what. It doesn't have to be for a specific song. It's just to like work on music.
Mm-hmm. So whether you're having a good day, whether you're having a bad day,
even when
one
I'm
day
like,
you might be writing a song about a breakup, the next you might be writing a song about you were waiting for a long time at the queue.
Exactly. And some days I'm just like, I just want to go home and sleep. And then I'm like, go to Tim, let's go, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'll drive all the way to Kempton Park.
Just to make sure that you're there.
Yes.
And is it like, if we were like a fly on the wall for one of your Tuesday sessions, what is it like?
Okay. So it's Tim, I'm waiting outside.
Okay. I love that you're really exposing him for who he is. Yeah, they think they hear Save Me and it's all good. No, we're going to get to know the real Tim here. Uh-huh. So he keeps you waiting.
Yeah, so he's like, okay, I'm coming. Or he'll be down the road and be like, oh, just pick me up. So I'm like, okay. So then I'll get him, or he'll come open for me. And then I'll usually just have like a conversation with his mom for about an hour.
While you wait.
Yeah, well, even while he's there, he'll get stuff ready. And then we'll usually just have tea. Yeah, we always have tea.
Uh-huh. Let's just take it as like an artistic ritual. Those things happen. Yes.
It's like, before we start, should we have tea?
What instruments does he play? Because you're there, I assume, with your guitar.
Yeah, but I mean, he's got so many guitars that I don't even have to bring. I'm like, should I bring? He's like, no. Because now he's doing so well that he's like, cool, so I bought this new Fender. I'm like, okay. Cool. Then we'll just use the Fender.
Great rubbing shoulders. But I'm absolutely so happy that finally, after numerous cups of tea and all these different guitars, we finally have an amazing product that's ready and it's taking the whole country by storm. We're going to have a little jam session right now.
Awesome.
But before we do that, Aaron on WeChat says, hey, please tell Sarah that I'm listening from Qatar. It's Aaron Yerster. So he says, nice one.
I know him.
Ah, is there a little connection?
We went to NSA together.
Okay. What does he do? What is he doing in Qatar? Now, Aaron, you'll have to tell us. Are you like pursuing music? Is it?
I think he just works there. But he did do music. He did music.
Okay.
He plays guitar.
How was Aaron's musical taste like back at NSA?
He was the cool kid.
Oh. Well, look at this. So, Aaron, thank you so much for listening. And listen, kudos for you for still supporting Sarah right now. Let's go straight into it. This is Tima ODV and the brilliant, brilliant Sarah Jackson, who's joining me in studio right here on Untapped Talent with Save Me.
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com. It's back. Are you Jawsy Tough? Cycle through tunnels, head over floating bridges, and disappear into colossal stormwater drains. Why? Because you're a machine, and the city is your trail. With two separate routes, 22 and 54 Ks, choose your path and go where no mountain biker has gone before. On 6 September, ride the Hollard Juma. Brought to you by AdReach and Joburg City Parks and Zoo. Challenge accepted. Juma.co.za.
I am the future of South Africa. On my shoulders, I carry the hopes and dreams of generations to come. I'm eager to learn, but even more eager to use my knowledge for good. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye-Gold, we believe our youth is worth its weight in gold, which is why we are so committed to developing, nurturing, and grooming our young people into future leaders. Sibanye-Gold, we are one.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And that was Save Me by Tima ODV and my guest in studio, Sarah Jackson. How's that? I have to excuse myself, ne? Because I was singing along to the song and I think it probably doesn't get, you don't get used to it, right?
No.
And it's kind of weird to have, like, to go from your little tea party with Timothy where you're just making music to now having horrible Sia and the whole public singing along to this.
Yeah, I told you, it's an awesome feeling. Like, I told you the other day, I was at KFC and we're just sitting inside and then we hear the song blasting from people's speakers. And also the other day, I was just going to Checkers and someone was playing it really loudly from his car. But I don't, obviously I'm not going to be like, hey, so do you know who that is?
I think it's time to just wear branded t-shirts. It's one of those things. I'm Sarah Jackson from Save Me. Someone else who definitely knows about something very similar to this is Shekana, because she's collaborated with Kyle Deutsch with Back to the Beach. Good morning, Shekana. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. So listen, first and foremost, I have to say, groupie number one is sitting in this chair and chatting to you right now. I'm a Durbanite.
Aww.
And this song, I think I tweeted you the other day, embarrassingly enough, with the meme of, like, every time I hear Back to the Beach, it just makes me want to cry. So first and foremost.
I'm so glad.
Congratulations to you and Kyle on working on such an amazing project. How has the journey been thus far with the reception for the song?
It's been really cool. I don't know how to explain it. It's been overwhelming and I feel like it's been well-deserved. We really worked hard, and although it just came very naturally, it's something that we both have been wanting for a long time. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're really grateful and excited, and yeah, we're pushing and stuff, yeah.
Now, you and Kyle were both on Idols, but not on the same season, right?
We were on the same season, and then
in
2012, yeah.
So that's...
2012.
Yeah, so
that's how I met Kyle, yeah.
Awesome. And then during the course of Idols, is that when you guys started to make music together? Or did you just, like, come together afterwards as well?
Yeah, we came together afterwards, and then we, like, formed a little band called Keep the Change. It's me, him, and another.
Okay, now you have to explain where the name Keep the Change comes from.
I don't know where the name, it was the boys. I was just like, yo, I was so ignorant. I was just like, that sounds cool, guys. Let's just do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's keep the change, and we were just doing covers. We did one gig. So it was fun, though. Yeah, that's how we started making music together initially.
Well, I just hope from that one gig you didn't tell them to keep the change, because I'm sure the money you got was well-deserved. And the whole coming together of these different artists, really, because you're all inspired and influenced by different musicians and different types of music. How did that form as you guys formed a group?
I think we just wanted to do so. We just wanted to keep singing after the competition together.
Uh-huh.
So it was the best way for us to get out there, start working, kind of, you know, and experiencing. Yeah, so we just decided to do that. We even have some videos on YouTube of Keep the Change.
Oh, now you know we have to go there now. I'll bookmark that Keep the Change YouTube.
Oh, so bad. I look so terrible, but they're funny. They're funny.
We're doing that straight after this. So listen, you guys have already wowed us and bowled us over with Back to the Beach. Can we expect anything new from you and Kyle or any other collaborations from Shekana?
Yes. Definitely me and Kyle have been working on a few other stuff, so we'll see what happens in the near future with me and Kyle, but definitely we're always working together, so that's pretty sick. And for me, I have a collaboration right now with A1 Walls, and yeah, that's, other than that, I've got a lot of stuff, but nothing that's really, I don't know, that's good enough for radio yet, so we'll see.
Well, listen, if you ever are ready to premiere on radio, will, like, Untapped Talents on Cliff Central be your first place to stop?
Yes, it will. I would love to. I feel like I owe you.
I'm just throwing it in there very subtly. Like, hey, you know, holla at your boy whenever you're ready.
So, holla at your boy. It's your boy.
Yeah, I'm trying to be all cool and gangster this morning.
Oh, cute.
Listen, Shekana, thank you so much for stopping by. I'm not going to keep you any longer. Good luck with the exam, right? You're writing this morning.
Thank you. Yes, I know. It's a performance.
Okay, we'll be crossing fingers, and I'm sure you're going to bowl them over. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
Awesome stuff. Look at that. I just love chatting to cool people, and as much as they remind me that I'm not absolutely talented, but at least they are. This is CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com.
So let's continue the conversation, though, with Sarah Jackson. And we just listened to, you know, Shekana a few seconds ago, really, with Back to the Beach. So you guys, with Timothy on Save Me, are at number 24 on the Shazam chart. And then they are at number 31, which I think is absolutely remarkable. By the way, this is like an international song list, and you guys are right up there. How's the reception been like? To, you know, yes, we did chat about that. It's now kind of awkward sometimes when you're out in public and people are singing along or you hear the song. But does that encourage you and give you some sort of motivation? I'm like, okay.
It does.
No, world, get ready for us some more.
Definitely. And I think it's also about taking the window of opportunity. You know, you can't just let it go by and then be like, yeah, I sang on that song.
Yeah.
You know, years ago, you have to really take the initiative and run with it.
Exactly.
And I mean, I have been approached by other, you know, producers and stuff, but Tim always, I know I always come back to Tim, but Tim always says, no, Sarah, just focus on your stuff now. Like, stop getting distracted by all these other artists that want, you know, you to write on their songs for them. So
that's some good advice. But if you could pay someone else some advice, you know, up and coming musicians, what did you have to say?
I've realized you have to work hard and you have to write stuff that people want to hear. I mean, if you want to write a good song, I mean, it's nice to write some underground or, like, you know, weird songs, but, like, if you want something to be played,
yeah,
you have to write something that people are going to want to listen to.
Exactly.
That's what I've learned.
And as much as you are an artist and as much as you are influenced by your own experiences and you're writing about that, yeah. you have to make some things yes. for the public.
That's what I've realized. And I mean, a lot of my music has always been, I mean, but I think it's more folk pop, but...
Folk pop.
Yeah.
Now I've heard it all.
uh-huh. Yeah, and just working with Tim, he's really drummed into my head that if you want to do well in the industry... you have to write what the people want to hear.
And that is the truth, though.
It is exactly. the truth.
So, Sarah, you know, we've spoken about you and your amazing journey thus far, and I'm so, so excited that you made it to studio this morning. But more than that, I think you are a musician. You know, you're keeping up with the times. I want to hear your take on some of the things that have been happening recently, okay? In the music industry and all over the social interweb. Are you ready?
Let's hope I'm up to date. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take this step by step. So the MTV VMAs just happened this week. Did you even pay any attention? Because I didn't. Mm-mm. I'll flat out admit.
Well, that's good to know, because no.
No, you know, I think like...
I just know Kanye is running for president soon.
Well, yes, because Barack Obama said, yes, we can. And Kanye says, yes, we Kanye. So, I don't know. Yeah, bro. A lot of bros in the speech as well. Really didn't get me going at all. But I feel like these music award shows have really, like, it's not necessarily about the awards anymore. It really is about putting on a show. Yeah. Hence why they have someone like Miley Cyrus hosting the awards. But did you hear about Justin Bieber?
What about Justin Bieber?
And he had this, he premiered, well, he performed his latest single.
Which I love.
What do you?
I do. I like it a lot. Do you not like it?
I like the song, but watching, and it is the lyric video. It's not the official video, but watching the video has ruined it for, not ruined it.
It's random.
Exactly.
The one where he's skating.
Ryan Sheckler and him are skating. I feel like that has put an image in my head where now whenever I hear the song, I'm like,
it's got nothing to do with
what
the song.
Is going on exactly. Yeah. I think sometimes you really should hear the song first and make up your own mind or visuals about it before you're like influenced by that. Because as well, you can't listen to a Justin Bieber song now without thinking, "Ugh, he's a little idiot who trashed someone's house with eggs or Selena Gomez or whatever it is." But anyway, put all of that aside. He performed at the VMAs, and straight after his performance, like, he was all like up in the air, suspended with ropes, and then he came down and he started crying. So now I'm like,
what?
Yes. He says it was a very emotional interview, and I'm not one to put words into his mouth. So he, straight after the VMAs, he stopped by Jimmy Fallon's show to sort of explain why he cried and what it was all about. So let's cut him some slack and listen to it. So this is Justin Bieber, all about why he got as emotional as he did during the VMAs.
I gotta say, the VMAs was fantastic, right? Did you see the performance? I have to ask, because it's got to be a lot of pressure. Number one, just to go out and sing in front of your peers, the industry, but also to fly in a harness.
Yeah. I mean, that harnesses suck, right? They were telling me that you hate them backstage.
Oh, it's a terrible idea. No, yeah, I mean, I would have talked you out of it, because you got to really, you got to pull
dance
everything in there.
All that.
No, and do, no, I don't even have to dance. I'm just wearing a harness. I'm like,
it's just uncomfortable. It pulls on the junk.
It pulls on the junk. Absolutely. The thank you. Yeah. But it really does. And I go, why would he do that? How could he do that and sing live? And it was a great performance. And then at the end, you got me, because you got really emotional. And you started crying. And I go, oh, my gosh.
I just, it was just so overwhelming for me, everything. Just the performance. I missed some cues, so I was a little disappointed at that. And just everyone and just the support. I was honestly, let me breathe for a second. I just wasn't expecting them to support me in the way they did. Last time I think I was at the VMAs, I think, or last time I was at an award show, I was booed.
Yeah.
So.
It's gotta be tough, buddy.
I think it's just like, I've worked so hard at this album, I've worked so hard at just becoming the man I wanna become, and then like stepping into situations, you just can't help but feel judged.
Okay, any words, Sarah, because I don't...
Do you not like Justin Bieber?
No, I just feel like, okay, this is like getting very deep for Friday morning at 9:47, but I just feel like you should stop having a pity party for yourself.
Yeah, especially you did when it. Everything's he's not having the
caucus. He's not having the caucus life out there. Exactly. And I just feel like you can't say like, oh, woe unto me. The last time I was at an award show, I got booed.
I got booed.
I got booed. Guy, you took your clothes off. You know, it was at this fashion event and he stripped and he was just there in his underwear. Of course, people boo you because they're like, guy, what are you doing? Exactly. So I don't necessarily feel bad for him.
No, but it's good to know that he still has emotions. Like, I feel some people are so disconnected that they can just go to an award show and win an award and be like, yeah, well, I expected it.
So does, like, the Taylor Swift acceptance speech not get to you anymore? Because I think, you know, whenever she goes up for an award, she always has a surprised look. I'm like, Taylor, I understand that if it was, like, the first 2 years of your career.
For me, I feel like she's expecting it. She's just pretending.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah. Exactly. So do you think, personally, you know, the likes of Justin Bieber has now done Never Say Never, he's done Believe, those behind-the-scenes movies, documentaries about their lives. You know, I know Katy Perry has done it, Beyonce has done it. Do you think that makes the artist more human? Because you were talking about, like, them actually being emotional.
I suppose it's nice to just have an insight on, you know, what really goes on, even if it is really what goes on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's does.
Okay.
I think we're able to, like, connect in some sort of way, you know?
Yeah. So does this mean, like, Sarah Jackson behind the scenes?
Will be...
Yeah. We'll expect that soon enough. All right. So sticking to all these Hollywood shenanigans with these artists, something that recently caught my eye, and I kind of feel like laughing, but I also kind of feel bad about this, is Harry Styles. Harry Styles of One Direction, or I don't really know what to call them anymore because they're about to split up, so they'll be like... Four Directions, they're going their own separate ways. Sorry, that's kind of insensitive, so I'll keep quiet. So Harry Styles was recently performing. They really just can't seem to catch a break, clearly then. They were on the Road Again tour. When the singer really isn't tripping on stage, he's getting pelted in the face with energy drink cans. So he was, like, it was in Philadelphia in America on Tuesday night, and as he was, like, all in the moment singing along to their song Better Than Words, a fan threw a can of Red Bull right at Harry's face.
Wow. Why?
That's the truth. That's what I also want to know as well. You know, I think it's one thing to get emotional. I think it's one thing to cry for your artist who's on stage because you love them so much. To throw something at them.
Yeah.
Especially a hard can.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of Americans are just crazy.
Have you had... by the way, have you and Timothy gone on the road with, like, performing Save Me?
No.
Okay.
We're performing... That's the thing. I'm so bad. I don't... go to the club. So whenever he performs, he's like, so are you at least just gonna come? And then I'm like, and then I don't.
What is it? Because I'm pretty sure it's not that you're scared of having a can thrown at your face.
No, definitely not. I don't know what it is. I'm performing with him, you know, next week at Live Lad. So
awesome.
I am actually, but he's like, okay, this is more of your environment, Sarah. So maybe you enjoy this one. So I'm like, okay.
The club, not for you?
Oh, no.
What is it? It's like the darkness, the little random people who are rubbing up against you, and it's the dark. And...
yeah, I don't know. I suppose it's fine. It's just you have not to wash your clothes and you smell like smoke.
That's the clubbing life, Sarah. Yeah. We have to get used to it. Okay, because I really feel bad for this guy, hey? I think it's one thing to have, like, someone throw their bra or whatever because they're so excited. Yeah. But throwing a can...
So dude, did it hit him?
It did, right in the face.
Wow,
and for me, it's like just after last week, the Usain Bolt video was... viral, where Usain Bolt, just after his race, he was just walking off the track, and a cameraman who was on a little, no, it's not called a Vespa.
The scooter thing.
Yeah, Segway, there we go. A cameraman on a Segway bumped into Usain Bolt, and all I can think about is, like, what if, like, that damaged his legs? Because that's his livelihood. And now here Harry goes, singing on stage, gets hit. Basically, all sort of artists are in danger.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. All right, rounding off, I'll latest international music talent news segment of the show. This, I think a lot of people are disinterested in, but I am super, super chuffed about. What do you think of Janet Jackson, Sarah?
Janet Jackson, I don't think much of her.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I really thought we had something going on here. I really thought you were cool. And then you say you don't...
Did That's the thing. Did she release something?
What do you mean, did she just release? Janet
she
Jackson.
Did.
Yes.
Okay.
So for the
this
past like 4 or 5 years, she's been MIA. She recently announced that she's coming back with a whole new album and a world tour. So she kicked off her world tour this week. It's the Unbreakable World Tour, and she kicked it off in Vancouver on Monday night. And so the legendary pop singer also announced that same day that she released the release date of her next album. Does that make sense? She announced the release date of her next album. There you go.
Sense.
And so she also released the entire track list. So it's the CD is called Unbreakable, and it will feature 17 songs with guest appearances from J. Cole for No Sleep. Have you at least heard of No Sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah. Sarah. Okay, just for you, we'll have another little jam session with No Sleep after this. And then she kicked off the tour by also announcing that she has a new song titled Burn It Up featuring Missy Elliott. So first and foremost, I gave up with talking today. First and foremost, we haven't heard a lot from Janet Jackson. Now, secondly, we also haven't heard a lot from Missy Elliott. I think the last time Missy Elliott did anything was with performing with Katy Perry at the Super Bowl halftime show. So now she's back with Janet Jackson. What do you feel about that? At least like somewhere you should be half excited.
Yes, this is exciting. They are all making a comeback after being MIA for a while.
I think it's awesome though, because these people are like legendary, and you know
what? Yeah, they are.
What I like about Janet Jackson is she's real. And so even though she's been away for the longest of time, she's not about to come back and try to bless Madonna and her Botox face.
Yeah.
But she's not about to, you know, wear short skirts and try to compete with like Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
She realizes that she's slightly older. She realizes at the same time as well that she's got more respect. Yeah, and
well.
She's a legend,
yeah.
And she's going to keep to that. So I think that's awesome.
I agree.
Thank you. Okay, so I think...
I'm going to listen.
Exactly.
Okay?
I think I got you slightly excited. Some of the songs on the album, the track list, The Great Forever, which is a song a lot of people are speculating is about Michael Jackson and respect to the singer's brother. So I think that's cool. She also actually released a little teaser of The Great Forever song on her Instagram. So you can tell that I'm the one who's just like doing nothing all day except for following Janet Jackson on social media. But I envy all of the people in America as well. First and foremost, because they'll get to watch Unbreakable, the concert, wherever they go, and if they buy tickets, of course. But then secondly, because Janet will be performing at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas on September 18th and 19th. And so she'll be performing with like Sam Smith and Kanye West, or should I say, potential president Kanye West, Demi Lovato, and so many more. So that's cool.
That
is awesome. Sarah, though, back to you, though. First and foremost, how many times have I said first and foremost in the last few minutes? Thank you. Thank you so much for stopping by this morning. It was really awesome.
Thank you.
Even though you aren't too much of a Janet Jackson fan, I think we can turn that around.
Yeah.
But you made a cool song that I absolutely love. You mentioned that you'll be performing next week, but
yes.
Where can we keep up with you to like find out more?
On Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Facebook.
What are your handles there?
Okay. You see, I've got this wrong before and it sucked.
It's at Sarah_Jackson_, right? I
For
think.
For Twitter,
yes.
It's at Sarah_Jackson_.
Uh-huh.
Instagram, though, is different. Instagram is Sarah_J_Jackson.
Is J your middle name? What's your middle name?
It's Jane.
No, that's cool. No, that's nothing. If ever you want to be a spy, Jane Jackson just works perfectly. And any sort of future plans, though, what can we expect from Sarah Jackson?
I'm currently working on something to release. So I think I will be performing that next week with Tim at the Live Loud. So that's what I'm working on at the moment. And then we're just going to also just do some songs together, some covers and whatnot.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for stopping by. You made the show
thank
awesome.
You.
I got to find out like more about my favorite song. And so I'm glad you're also not highly disturbed by me singing along to it. But thank you so much for stopping by this morning. Thank you to Shikan as well, who made a little appearance over the phone as well before she dashed off for an exam. But it's absolutely awesome to see local young musicians who are just taking the country and, of course, later on the world by storm. So it was absolutely awesome to get to chat to them. And most importantly, though, thank you for making this show awesome. Thank you for listening. And until next week, Friday, 9 a.m., right here on cliffcentral.com. My name is Sia, and I'll see you.
Unreal. Uncensored. Unradio.
cliffcentral.com.